AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On day one of the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, both sides are claiming victory. Here's the AP's Joseph Fenerman.
Hamas scheduled demonstrations and victory rallies in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is also claiming victory, saying that Israel inflicted heavy, heavy damage on Hamas. Now, despite these claims, leaders on both sides face some difficult questions.
Hamas is looking at a long road to recovery, and Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu faces questions about why the army didn't react to some rocket fire. President Biden awarded his first Medal of Honor. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Today, we are hosting a true American hero.
94-year-old Ralph Puckett Jr. is an Army legend, and the president says the award is long overdue.
More than 70 years overdue.
Last year's defense policy bill removed a requirement that such awards be given within 5 years of a valorous act. The president says he was told Puckett's response to the White House ceremony was to ask, "Why all the fuss?" suggesting they could have just mailed him the medal.
Colonel Puckett, after 70 years, rather than mail it to you, I would have walked it to you.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison says his office will lead the prosecution of a former suburban police officer, Kim Potter, charged with second-degree manslaughter in the death of Dante Wright. Ellison was asked about comparison to the Derek Chauvin trial and the death of George Floyd.
Cases are unique as fingerprints. All of them are different in many different ways. So we will, our approach will be tailored to the case itself.
Federal authorities ordered a complete recall of a Las Vegas-based bottled water brand, Real Water, and ordered the company to surrender records for investigations of at least one death and multiple cases of liver disease in people who reported drinking it. Stocks finished mixed, the Dow up 123 points. This is AP News. Apple CEO Tim Cook took the witness stand to defend the company's App Store from charges it has grown into an illegal monopoly.
Guided by softball questions from an Apple lawyer in an Oakland, California courtroom, Cook's testimony sounded like a commercial for the iPhone. Cook defended Apple's control over its mobile App Store as a way to keep things simple for customers and protect them against privacy and security threats. He appeared in an antitrust case brought by Epic Games, the makers of the popular video game Fortnite. Epic is trying to prove that the App Store has morphed into a price-gouging vehicle that blocks apps from offering other payment options. Apple views his appearance as an opportunity to tell its story, while the App Store is under scrutiny by regulators in the U.S. and Europe. I'm Jennifer King.
A federal judge ruled the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline may continue operating while the Army Corps of Engineers conducts an extensive environmental review. Attorneys for the Standing Rock Sioux and other tribes say the pipeline is operating illegally without a federal permit. Ed Donahue, AP News.